justincole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, March 20th, 2025 edition. Again, just text me Rick, like six other people just did during the break, and I'll send you the screenshot for rickhughesministries.org. His website, his email address, his phone number, and his street address down in Cropwell, Alabama. Go to the website, look at the books that you want. Look at the DVDs, look at the palm cards, look at the bookmarkers, and request them. He will ship them to you for free. And be sure to mention or tell him Trucker Randy sent you. We won't lose him as a sponsor. You'll get a lot of really good information, especially if you run a group. Dawn, if you're listening, Dawn Compton, Stand Up Michigan, for Sheboygan and Presque Isle counties. Great books for meetings. I know you guys are doing a video series, I believe, right now, but this will be additional information for you to use at your meetings. Get one of his books for your pastor. Give it to your pastor. Have him read it. Maybe, just maybe, he'll do a sermon on it. We've got to get the word out, folks. And again, text me Rick, and I'll send you the information. Lansing Republicans passing things that they want in the House, now heading to the Senate. Kind of interesting. You just heard it on the news break. They passed a bill in the House to lower our state income tax from 4.25 to 4.05, effective January 1st of this year. Probably in the Senate, it dies, and Whitmer would never sign it. Why? Because she wants our money. They know how to spend it better than we do. Well, it's not true, but that's probably the political reality of the situation. I applaud the Republicans for attempting to do what's right for the people. You just don't have majority in the Senate yet. We need to get that done next year. We have got to take back the Republican majority and elect a Republican governor next year. Well, another bill they passed, House Speaker Matt Hall, his $3.1 billion plan to fund the roads in our state, rolled out of the House yesterday. Each bill in the bill packages got more than 60 votes, all without meeting the Democrats' request for new revenue, new taxes. And right now, folks, we only have 58 Republicans. So by these bills getting more than 60 votes, that means even a couple of Democrats voted for this. Under the package, $2.1 billion now being collected for corporate income tax would go directly to road funding, as opposed to the general fund. Additionally, another $945 million would come by replacing the sales tax on motor fuels with a corresponding motor fuel tax. What's the difference? Well, one is sales tax and one is specifically fuel tax. It's not a sales tax that goes into the general fund. It's a fuel tax that would go toward fixing the damn roads. Now, this package of bills would create a hole in the general fund. And they could be backfilling by killing $500 million that's currently going to two of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's economic development funds that she recently created. The first one, the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, the SOAR Fund. $500 million from that fund. Another $600 million coming in from surplus projected based on January's consensus revenue estimating conference. Those folks, the CREC, predicted in January that there was going to be roughly $600 million in surplus to the general fund. Well, there's also $500 million in estimated cuts in budget earmarks. Additionally, they could take $500 million from the Michigan Economic Growth Authority, MEGA, another second fund that is a pet fund of this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Taking credits, the state is hoping not to shell out moving forward for legacy corporations still benefiting from the Michigan business tax. That, too, would be abandoned. Then, hold the school aid fund and any constitutional revenue sharing harmless after axing the sales tax on motor fuels. The plan then would give them the first priority from sales tax revenue and also other revenue sharing totaling roughly $850 million. That figure, though, being spoken for will cause other budget items funded by sales tax to have to find their own funding. In the budget-making process, which is what we're going through right now, it may be the first day of spring, but there's snow on the ground, and they are having to negotiate on the next budget fiscal year, 2026. In that process, they must figure out how to do this so that they can get a budget passed by midnight on September 30th. If they don't figure this out, if they don't negotiate this out, if they don't come up with a solid budget proposal, the state government shuts down at the stroke of midnight on October 1st. That's why the Republicans in the House, under Speaker Matt Hall's leadership, passed a $20 billion continuing budget resolution to keep the state government open if and only if they don't come up with a budget by the end of September. Well, state representative and the committee chair for Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Pat Ottman of Six Lakes, said, "We're not cutting any essential services. You have my commitment on that," Ottman said. Well, of course, most of the Democrats voted against the plan. One of them, Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, Democrat Communist of Canton, who chaired the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation last term when the Democrats had control of the House, expressed concerns that the votes taken today count more on cuts that haven't been yet identified. Puri said Democrats won't support a plan that doesn't bring new money into the state budget. New money, you know what that means? That means new taxes. That's what the Democrats are all about. They want new revenue. They want new taxes that go towards fixing the roads. Republicans are saying no. We have money already in the budget coming in. It needs to be moved. We need to divert it. We need to shift it to the priorities of fixing the roads once and for all. This is their plan. Well, he went on to say, Puri did, robbing Peter to pay Paul is not the way to do it. Without a fully baked plan, this is just a terrible use of our state dollars. State Representative Noah Arbit, Democrat of West Bloomfield, said, it's not robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's robbing Peter and Paul and Mary, and she's already dead. Then later, he added, poor Mary, and got quote of the day. Okay, MERS. Another strike against you for quote of the day. Fury, the minority floor leader, didn't prescribe his ideal road funding solution when answering a line of questioning from reporters. When asked, okay, if you don't support this, what do you add? What do you support? When asked by the reporters. Well, he didn't say. You know why? Because he doesn't have a plan. The only plan he has as the Democrat minority leader in the state house is more revenue. More money, more money, more money. Well, Republicans aren't buying it. The Democrats on the other side have introduced House Bills 41, 42, 43, and 44 that dedicate the full 6% of corporate income tax to roads. They want to create a new digital advertising tax and increase the corporate income tax by 2.5% to protect the schools. More money, more money, more money. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the Gun Doctor Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I'm going to wrap up this story from MERS News Service and then get to your guys' text messages in the next segment of the third hour. Lots of good information coming in, questions being asked. So I definitely will respond to you, but not right now. I'm going to wrap up this story. One of the things that the Democrats are having to deal with, back in 2019, after she defeated Bill Schuette, when Bill Schuette called her out on the debate stage saying that Gretchen Whitmer wanted to raise the fuel tax by 20 cents a gallon, and she scoffed at him. Oh, that's ridiculous. I never said 20 cents. I did not say that. That's a bald-faced lie. Well, after kicking Bill Schuette's butt and becoming the governor, the first thing she came out with in January of 2019, when she got elected to her first term, she proposed 45 cents a gallon. Remember that? However, it was never introduced as a bill by any legislator. Why? Because nobody in the House, nobody in the Senate, being led by Republicans, would touch it with a 10-foot pole. Speaker of the House at the time, Lee Chatfield, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, laughed at her. You scoffed and laughed at Bill Schuette on the debate stage when he called you out for 20 cents a gallon, and now you want us Republicans to introduce a bill for 45 cents a gallon increase in fuel taxes? Are you out of your mind? Well, one of these bills that the Democrats have rolled out imposes a 51 cent per gallon motor fuel tax, removing the sales tax portion of taxes on motor fuel and aviation fuels and replacing it with a 51 cent fuel tax. Not sales tax, a direct fuel tax. Speaker Hall pointed out that the substitutes to the bills prioritize the funding of local governments. I talked to Bert Thompson, the head of our Antrim County Road Commission, yesterday, and he said, Randy, if this passes, this will be a huge boom to local county road commissions. Why? because the way they're funding this, folks, is through local revenue sharing. This is what has gotten the support from the Michigan Township Associations, MTA, as well as the Michigan Association of Counties, the MAC organization. They're all on board. They even got the Michigan Municipal League, MML, is in support of this package. Well, even though the package that passed the House yesterday doesn't raise revenue, which is a condition that Democrats have stated publicly that is necessary for them to get their full support, Hall said he thinks the Senate Democrats will be getting phone calls from municipalities in their districts over spring break, demanding that they support the passage of what they passed in the House. Speaker Hall says he thinks the Senate Appropriations Chair, Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, will approach road funding negotiations with the question of what's in it for Lansing. Why? Because he called her the biggest Lansing insider in state government. Question's going to be, do you think Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, wants to negotiate a budget head-to-head with me? I'll do it if she agrees to it, Hall said. He also went on to say he doesn't think House Appropriation Committee Chair Ann Bolin even is a fair match for Anthony. Bottom line, we're going to win when it comes to budget negotiations. Altman, House Transportation Subcommittee Chair, says budget negotiations will require cuts in other places, not even specified in the bills that we passed today, but the money is there. And if the legislature gets back to responsible budgeting, we can do this. He also ended it with this. They, the Democrats, when having the trifecta, totally wasted a $9 billion surplus. They put $2 billion worth of pork projects in both of the last 2 years' budgets. That absolutely exploded our state budget spending, Altman said. That's $4 billion over the last two budgets that could have gone to the roads that they pissed away, quote unquote, said Altman. This is interesting, folks. This is very, 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 very interesting. Because one of the things you have to understand is that this package, the way things are called out, has bipartisan support. Democrats and Republicans passing it in the House. One of them, Karen Whitsitt, Democrat from Detroit. Final hour of today's show. I'll get to your text messages. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-